Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One weird story I ran across earlier today is that Kirill Kaprizov, the Wild superstar, got out of Russia and returned to the United States as quick as he could following the news of Philadelphia Flyers goaltender Ivan Fedotov's detainment in Russia last week. Now, the Russian newspaper Sports Express reported on Wednesday that Kaprizov immediately returned to the United States after his name became linked to a fraudulent military identification scandal. Though anyway, Wild General Manager Bill Guerin said in Montreal following the annual GM's meeting ahead of the NHL entry draft, quote, he's in Russia, he's doing fine, he's with his friends and with his family. With Kirill, I've talked to his agent, we're trying to find out as much information as we can. I don't even know how credible the report was. So if you saw that report, that is the very latest from Wild General Manager Bill Guerin on the Kirill Kaprizov situation. Joining us now, Jess Myers from The Rink Live. Jess joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jess, how you been? Hopefully you're enjoying summer.
I'm sitting outside on my deck. It's a beautiful night. And yeah, there's a little bit of humidity. But Steve, remember when you and I were younger and hockey used to have an off season? We just went and got rid of that. We awarded the Stanley Cup, like, literally a couple hours ago, it seems like. You know, we Eric Johnson, the former Gopher, the Holy Angels star, skating around the ice, holding the Stanley Cup, taking pictures of himself, you know, waking up in the morning with the Stanley Cup on the pillow next to him. And today, they announced the schedule for next year, and Eric Johnson had the best line. He said, I don't know that I'm mentally ready to process this information right now.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right, because all the leagues follow the playbook, I believe, set by the NFL. And the NFL said, we got to have stuff going on year-round. We're the 800-pound gorilla in the sports world. And then the other leagues figure, hey, we got to find a way to stay in the news all the time. And the NBA has followed suit, the NHL. MLB is slow on the uptake, but they're getting it. The lockout certainly didn't help. But nevertheless, you got to have news to keep your fans engaged. And I brought up the Kaprizov story. It was a weird one. And Bill Guerin said, hold on, everything's fine, don't panic. Because when I first saw it, I'm like, oh my, you know, this guy could be in Siberia for all we know next season.
Now, in fairness, it's Bill Guerin's job to say don't panic.
You know,
it's much like the NFL draft. The day after the NFL draft, every GM says, I really like our draft. I really like how we did.
Yeah,
you've never heard a GM say, man, we got fleeced. You know, this was not a good day for us.
Fair enough.
So I get it. That's Bill Guerin's job, is to say, you know, all is well, remain calm, kind of like Kevin Bacon in Animal House there. I don't know if I would want any of my highly paid professional athletes being in Russia right now, just because it's a really tough situation there. On the international stage, you know, the IIHF, the International Ice Hockey Federation, has said that Russian teams and Belarusian teams cannot compete in next year's World Juniors and all these things. So it's a tough, tough time. And, you know, God bless these guys who are from Russia who want to go home in the off season. But, you know, we certainly hope, you know, as a cornerstone of the Wild's future success, that we see Kirill Kaprizov back here in Minnesota sooner rather than later.
Yeah, no doubt, because camp will come up fairly quickly, and making sure that he's able to get out of Russia and come back to the States and get ready for the 22-23 season. Now, as we mentioned, the NHL entry draft in Montreal tomorrow night and Friday. Jez, wanted to talk to you about some of those kids who are going to get their names called, whether it's Thursday or Friday, but it certainly is a big moment. It's no guarantee that you'll ultimately end up in the NHL, because like Major League Baseball, even if you're drafted, you still got to pay your dues to get to the show.
Absolutely. It's not a situation like the NFL where you're going immediately from college into the big level. But, Steve, there's a pretty good chance tomorrow, Thursday, when they announce the first round, the first 32 players, there's a good chance that for just the second time in history, we're going to hear four Gophers called among those first 32, which would be a pretty amazing milestone for this program. The guy that everybody is watching right now is Logan Cooley. He's a kid out of Pittsburgh. He's a forward. You know, not a huge guy, you know, 5'10", 185, right in that range. He committed to the Gophers in February of last year. He was originally going to Notre Dame. Then he kind of changed his mind and decided he wanted to go someplace where they played a little bit more up-tempo hockey and chose to be a Gopher. He's not going to be around by the time they read about the fourth pick. Some people have said he could go number one overall. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen. But by the time Arizona picks at number three, you will hear his name either one, two, or three. And that's, like I say, just a huge milestone for this program. Then you've got a kid like Jimmy Snuggerud, who's a local kid. He's from Chaska. His dad was a Gopher. His grandpa was a Gopher. He's going to be a third-generation kid. He's looking at, you know, somewhere in the teens. In fact, some people have said with the Wild picking at 19 and then again in the 20s, they could grab him. And then two pretty good defensemen, both out of the Southwest Metro, too. Sam Rinzel is one of them, and of course I'm blanking on the other one right now. But they've got just a wealth – excuse me, Ryan Chesley is his name. There I thought of it. They've got a pretty good wealth of defensemen coming in on this Gopher team as well. So as far as these Gophers go, they're going to be young, but, man, just a lot of talent. And I'm thinking it's going to be one of those kind of typical Bob Motzko teams where first half of the season they might take their lumps. Second half of the season I think they're going to be pretty good if they're healthy, because these kids are going to figure out college hockey pretty quickly. And I think this team is going to absolutely compete for a Big Ten title and probably a national title.
Yeah, and Jess, beyond that, do you see any other kids on rosters here in the upper Midwest that could go on Thursday or certainly on Friday? Because the NFL draft, once again, they're taking kids on what the potential is, maybe not what the here and right now is. First round, obviously, are the guys that they expect to get to the NHL pretty quickly, but beyond that, there's some guys that get drafted and then ultimately go back to their college teams or play in the juniors somewhere.
The one guy I'm really interested in, Cruz Lucius, who his brother Chaz played for the Gophers last season and then just after 1 year decided to sign a pro contract. Cruz was originally committed to go to the Gophers. He has changed his mind. And again, that's kind of the new world of college sports. You know, you had these kids who committed to college programs when they're pretty young. And, you know, your opinion when you're 14 is usually pretty different than your opinion when you're 18. So Cruz Lucius just kind of changed gears. He's headed to Wisconsin next year. But I could see him being a second-round pick, maybe a third-round pick. And folks really like his potential, especially with his brother going in the first round of Winnipeg last year. So that's one I would look out for. Beyond that, there will be a lot of Minnesota names called. You know, some pretty good players we saw in high school last year. Some guys who are going to play, you know, junior this year and look to college maybe a year beyond that. That's what makes this draft fun, is when you hear those names that, you know, you remember from the state tournament called and you think, hey, that kid's going to be a St. Louis Blue someday, or that kid's going to be a Carolina Hurricane. You know, it's really kind of fun to see where these players wind up.
Yeah, and what is amazing when you look at the prospect lists, whether it's this time of year or in the winter months or whatever, there are players coming from non-traditional. It used to be the Northeast, Minnesota, maybe some Wisconsin, Michigan kids. But it is extraordinary, even on these college rosters. You know, there are players coming from non-traditional. Texas, Arizona. I mean, they really are coming from all over.
Quick reminder that the guy who won the MVP award in the National Hockey League this year, Austin Matthews, grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona. Probably arguably the best player on the Gophers, Matthew Nyes, is a Scottsdale, Arizona kid himself. You know, so we're absolutely seeing that, and it's changed too how, you know, the Gophers used to get the best players out of Minnesota. Well, they still get most of the best players out of Minnesota, but you're seeing, you know, kids from Minnesota go out to Denver and win a national championship like you saw Bobby Brink do this past year. You're seeing a school like Vermont making great inroads into the Minnesota high school community and getting some really good players to go there. And likewise, you're seeing some good Minnesota kids, you know, going out to Boston to play, going to, you know, to Denver and play, and places like that. You know, it's not... you're not limited geographically like maybe you were 20 years ago, 30 years ago as much. You know, it's really kind of fun to see a roster like Minnesota State Mankato put together this year where, hey, their best forward is from Florida. Their best goalie, the top goalie in the country, is from Chicago. And these are kids who choose to come to Minnesota and play here. So it's not it's certainly not the Doug Woog rosters where it was, you know, they had kids from Burnsville, and they had kids from Apple Valley, and they had kids from Warroad, and no place else, pretty much.
Yeah, and by the way, my dad still loves that. Loved what the Wooger did. All right, Jess, we got to run up against the clock.
Steve, I don't know if you knew this, but there might be a few provincial Minnesotans around who really like that kind of thing too. Maybe one or two.
Yeah, my dad wishes they'd go back to that at the U. All right, Jess, good to visit with you. We'll do it again soon.
Always great to talk to you. Take care, Steve.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers, The Rink Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.